Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis as Bitcoin hodlers exited capitulation above 20,000, new metric hints. Also breaking news just in, Texas passes proof of reserves Bitcoin bill requiring exchanges to cryptographically prove they have their customers' assets. And quoting Max Keiser, Bitcoin is a store of value because it's indispensable and finite, and it's mathematically guaranteed to increase in purchasing power over time versus both fiat and gold. Now, also breaking news, the Bitcoin Standard author becomes economic advisor to El Salvador. Let's go. Dr. Saifedean Ammous thinks El Salvador will be debt-free if it accumulates Bitcoin for the next 5 years. Also, big news in Cuba. Cuba Bitcoin community hosts the first ever Bitcoin-only meetup, which had 60 crypto-curious Cubans. Let's go. Also in today's show, Tether moves into Bitcoin mining in Uruguay. That's right. As part of its expansion into mining, Tether USDT cited Uruguay's capability of generating 94% of its electricity from renewable sources, including wind and solar. Also in today's show, Bitcoin parabolic rally still in play as Bitcoin flashes bullish signal. I'll be breaking down this latest analysis from crypto analysts, as well as Rich Dad Robert Kiyosaki predicts Bitcoin 18xing from here, hitting a whopping $500,000 per coin by 2025 and sending gold soaring to $5,000 per ounce. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone just tuning in. This is pod episode number 1298. I'm your host, JV, and today is the final day of the month for May. It's May 31st, 2023, as we close out May and enter June. Tomorrow, let's bring it. Let's start by checking out today's market watch. As you can see here on your screen, a quite of a correction here in the crypto markets. Bitcoin down roughly 3%, trading back under $27,000 at the time of this recording. We have Ether down 2%, trading above 1,800, with XRP above 50 cents, but down 3% for the day, along with Cardano, Solana, BNB, and all the major cryptos. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap sitting just above $1.1 trillion, with about $34 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance 46.2%, with the Ether dominance at 19.8%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have XDC up 10%, trading at 3.4 cents, followed by the Graph up 2%, trading at 13 cents, followed by Quant up 1.6%, trading at $115. As you can see, very modest gains as the majority of the market is correcting and in the red. And as you can see, the same story for the weekly gainers, only a handful in the green, including Hex, GRT, and XDC. Some of the biggest losers include Pepe, down 11%, PulseX, down 11%, and CFX, down about 12%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated neutral, a 51. Yesterday, the same, a 51. Last week, a 50. And last month, a 63 in greed. So there you have it. And welcome again to everyone just tuning in. Let's dive right now into today's technical analysis and check out these Bitcoin charts, shall we? Bitcoin is in a transition, which should pave the way to the next bull market top, new research concludes. In the latest edition of its weekly newsletter, The Week on Chain, analytics firm Glassnode unveiled its latest tool for tracking the Bitcoin resurgence. After the 2022 bear market and signs of recovery in quarter one of this year, on-chain metrics undergone a broad transformation, many suggesting a long-term Bitcoin price bottom is already in. I think it is at 15.7. We hit that back November of last year. What are your thoughts? Now, with the price action stagnating since mid-March, Dow doubts have returned, along with downside targets that stretch towards 20,000 for Glassnode analysts. However, Bitcoin's long-term investor base is already preparing for better times ahead. Let's go. Using existing on-chain tools, analysts unveiled a new way of tracking sentiment amongst these long-term hodlers, which are those holding Bitcoin for at least 155 days. Where are my long-term hodlers at? Now, the tool, the long-term hodler spending and profitability, splits long-term hodler behavior patterns into four phases. And after a period of capitulation at the end of 2022, long-term hodlers begun a transition towards a state of equilibrium before full euphoria, the next Bitcoin price cycle top hits. Capitulation is defined as a situation in which spot price is lower than the long-term hodler cost basis, Glassnode explained, with significant long-term hodler spending, thus likely due to financial pressure and capitulation. Transition, meanwhile, is when the market is trading slightly above the long-term hodler cost basis and occasional light spending is part of a day-to-day trade. Now, currently, the long-term hodler cost basis as of May 30th lies at around 20,800, separate data shows. Now, quoting The Week on Chain, our current market had recently reached the transition phase, flagging a local uptick in long-term hodler spending this week. So depending on what direction volatility erupts next, we can employ this tool to locate the local periods of overheated conditions as observed from the lens of the long-term hodlers. Now let's discuss equilibrium, but for how long? Now complementing long-term hodlers, we have Bitcoin short-term hodler cohort, which corresponds to the most speculative investors, which is already on the radar. Speculative activity increased in 2023, Glassnode previously stated, making their cost basis at around 26,000 per coin, an increasingly important level. But overall, Bitcoin remains in a narrow range, having acted within a 5,000 corridor for almost 3 months, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView shows. And quoting them here, the digital asset market continues to outperform major commodities in 2023. However, all are currently experiencing a meaningful correction, having recovered from the depths of the 2022 bear market. Bitcoin investors find themselves in a form of equilibrium with little gravity in either direction, and given the extremely low volatility and narrow trading ranges of late, it seems this equilibrium is soon to be disturbed. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree. And breaking news coming out of Texas. Texas officially passes their proof of reserves Bitcoin bill, requiring exchanges to cryptographically prove they have their customers' assets. I think this is fantastic news, because if we would have had this, we would have never seen the collapse of FTX, because they would have had everyone's money, in which they just blatantly stole, so you can thank scam Bankman-Fried. And quoting Max Geiser, Bitcoin is a store of value because it's indispensable and finite, and it's mathematically guaranteed to increase in purchasing power over time versus both fiat money and gold. That, my friend, is a fact. As we all know, fiat has no bottom and Bitcoin has no top, and Bitcoin has no top because fiat has no bottom. So the purchasing power is mathematically guaranteed to increase over time with the King Crypto. Now let's discuss major news coming out of El Salvador, which is pretty cool. Dr. Saifedean Ames, the author of the book, The Bitcoin Standard. How many of you have read that? That was my first Bitcoin book that I read. Definitely one of my favorite. He has been appointed the economic advisor of the National Bitcoin Office in El Salvador. That's right. On May 30th, the office announced that the Austrian economist had joined the team as its advisors for matters related to various economic policies. Now, Dr. Amos's now famous book was first published in April of 2018. It analyzes the transition between solid stores of value to inflated assets and fiat currencies, and traces the history of money and aims to show how civilizations have changed with their monetary systems. An epic read, by the way. I recommend this to every Bitcoiner out there. Regarding the new position, he tweeted on May 30th that he was excited to work for the office in the first country to adopt a Bitcoin standard. And here's the official announcement with the photo with the president and Dr. Saifedean Ames, as they shared here. When the author of the Bitcoin standard met the leader of the Bitcoin country, great things are bound to happen. You can say that again. We're excited to announce that Saifedean is joining us as the economic advisor to the National Bitcoin Office of El Salvador. Welcome to the winning team. Amen. They are attracting a powerhouse of incredible leadership out there, including Jack Maulers of Strike and many others. You know, we have Max Kaiser, Stacey Herbert, we have Samson Mao, and the list goes on and on. So speaking to the local media outlet Diario in El Salvador on May 30th, Ames said what makes Bitcoin unique is that it gives you the opportunity to have a strong asset that doesn't depreciate over years. That's right. If you have money that depreciates over time, there is no point in saving, and it makes sense to get into debt, he added. But if you continue continue to accumulate Bitcoin for the next 5 years, there is a good chance that El Salvador will be debt-free. Well, let's go El Salvador. Now, the National Bitcoin Office reported that Dr. Amis recently traveled to El Salvador to lecture students of CUBO Plus, a Bitcoin and Lightning Network Developers Program, to teach locals the code and concepts. He also met with the President Bukele and shared his thoughts on the remarkable benefits of the policy of economic liberty. And the OnBTC stated that Dr. Amis declined any remuneration for the role, that he was only interested in supporting President Bukele's Bitcoin policy. So if I understand that right, this is a free position, which he is doing for the love of Bitcoin. Now, El Salvador's National Bitcoin Office was created in November of 2022 by Bukele to manage all things crypto-related. We also have the one and only high priest of Bitcoin, Max Kaiser, and television presenter Stacey Herbert are part of Bukele's Bitcoin team. In addition to the recently appointed professor, Max Kaiser commented that the Bitcoin standard orange-pilled millions, including MicroStrategy founder Michael Saylor, the first to put Bitcoin on their balance sheet for MicroStrategy, and many corporate and financial heavyweights who keep adding Bitcoin to their coffers daily. So let's freaking go. I love this news. This is major, and I think this is only the beginning as Bitcoin City continues in El Salvador. And with that being shared, speaking about Latin America, let's now discuss Cuba. That's right. The first ever Bitcoin meetup is occurring in Cuba. Bring it. Let's freaking go. Check this out, and shout out to all my Cubans. Cuban Bitcoin hosted the meetup at the Bitcoin-friendly bar and restaurant, Pizillo. Cuba Bitcoin is a lively group of Bitcoin advocates and activists whose discussions on Telegram between anonymous social media accounts that hide people's identities had yet to make it into the real world. As you can see, a lot of them are anonymous here. You can't see their faces. Now, Cuba's foray into Bitcoin signifies a departure from the centralized economic model that shaped Cuba's economic progress for decades. Despite limited internet access, financial constraints, and a socialist-styled government, the meetup underscored that Cubans are increasingly turning to crypto as a means of financial freedom and an exit from the local economy. That's right. How do you exit the matrix? You enter the Bitcoin. Co-founder of Cuba Bitcoin, Forte, told Cointelegraph, the mission of the meetup is to educate, not convince, Cubans about the potential of Bitcoin in Cuba. Each person has the freedom of expression to decide what they want to do. It's education, education, and education first and foremost. While Bitcoin meetups in the Western world might be dominated by white middle-aged men, Cuba's Bitcoin-only meetup included a wide range of characters, from small business owners to software developers to teenage students to grandmothers. More than 60 people turned up. We also had Paco de la India, a Bitcoin vlogger and evangelist who attended, delivering a talk on Bitcoin adoption around the world. Now, although Cuba is technically a centrally planned economy, the state recently relaxed laws on private business ownership. This arena is the target for a market for Bitcoin merchant adoption. As coupled with the recent crypto regulations passed in Cuba, it is now legal to accept cryptocurrencies for goods and services. Let's go. To demonstrate this, the group sold Cuba Bitcoin t-shirts for 1,000 satoshis, which is 30 cents. Talk about a good deal. So attendees would learn about the Layer 2 Lightning Network. The t-shirts sold out. How many t-shirts would you buy for 30 cents? I'm all in. Nonetheless, the main talk of the day revolves around how to get one's hands on Bitcoin in a country where mobile internet penetration remains relatively low and smartphones are yet ubiquitous. Downloading Bitcoin applications or wallets is out of reach for many Cubans. What's more, due to the U.S. trade embargo, familiar exchanges such as Coinbase, Kraken, Gemini are not welcome in Cuba. Interesting. As a result, to buy Bitcoin, Cubans tend to do so the OG way, through peer-to-peer exchange. Thank God for that. The Bitcoin Cuba co-founder C delivered a talk on how to buy Bitcoin through peer-to-peer Telegram trading groups. Just be extremely cautious buying Bitcoin through anyone, as the majority of people out there are going to try to scam you. So I can't stress that caution enough. Now, a well-known crypto enthusiast, E-Rich Cruz, also attended the meetup, and this is what he had to share. Using Bitcoin, you can be a freedom person. We have a lot of opportunity here if we teach to all the businesses to use Bitcoin as a payment method, to use Bitcoin as a freedom tool, as that's the path. You're damn right. Now, more than 10 businesses in Cuba's capital, Havana, accept Bitcoin for goods and services. Buoyed by the success of the first Cuba Bitcoin meetup, the community intends to set up regular future meetups and events. So there you have it. As adoption continues around the world, as you all know, the Bitcoin game theory in full effect. Bring it. Now let's discuss our next breaking story of the day, and that's Tether is now officially mining Bitcoin. Then we'll discuss a Bitcoin parabolic rally incoming, followed by $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction by the one and only rich dad, Robert Kiyosaki, and then we'll dive into some live Q&A. And again, welcome to everyone just joining us in today's live show. Stablecoin issuer Tether, USDT, announced it will be launching Bitcoin mining operations in Uruguay. That's right. I believe this is out there in South America. And a May 30th announcement, Tether said it plans to start a mining arm in the South American nation in collaboration with the local licensed company. In addition to investing in Uruguay's energy production, the stablecoin issuer claimed the venture would utilize renewable energy sources aimed at sustainable Bitcoin mining and plan to hire additional team members. Quoting the CEO of Tether right here, by harnessing the power of Bitcoin and Uruguay's renewable energy capabilities, Tether is leading the way in sustainable and responsible Bitcoin mining. Our unwavering commitment to renewable energy ensures every Bitcoin we mine leaves a minimal ecological footprint while upholding the security and integrity of the Bitcoin network. Also like to point out that the hash rate and difficulty hit yet another all-time high, which is great when the fundamentals are soaring like this. Now, Tether cited Uruguay's capability of generating 94% of its electricity from renewable sources, such as wind, solar, and potentially hydropower, as well as its reliable grid. Job listings on the website at the time of publication also suggested expansion into South Africa and Brazil. Bring it. Like I said, game theory in full effect, fam. Let's go. The mining announcement followed Tether saying it planned to regularly allocate up to 15% of its profits into Bitcoin purchases. The stablecoin issuer reported it held roughly $1.5 billion in Bitcoin as of the first quarter of 2023 and 2% of its total reserves. Tether kept most of its holdings in cash, cash equivalents, and United States Treasury bills. So there you have it. Tether continues to moon while Circle USDC continues to dwindle, at least in market cap. And now let's discuss a incoming parabolic Bitcoin rally, which you should be pretty excited about. And then we'll dive into Rich Dad's $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction alongside him saying that everything is going to crash, which is going to send Bitcoin soaring. And then we'll dive to some live Q&A. And again, welcome everyone just tuning in. Let's freaking go. Here we go. Closely follow strategist says he believes Bitcoin is gearing up for a parabolic surge as the King Crypto flashes a bullish reading on the daily chart. In a new YouTube video, we got Kevin Svensson. He tells his 71,000 subs, Bitcoin's moving average convergence divergence indicator, better known as the MACD, just crossed on the daily chart. That's right. The MACD is a momentum indicator that traders use to watch possible trend reversals. And according to Svensson, Bitcoin rallied hard the last two times in which the MACD flashed a bullish cross on this daily chart. Quoting him here, these daily MACD crossovers can sometimes just be the beginning of a much larger move. We saw this earlier in March with a 45% pump coming right after our daily MACD cross up. And earlier this year, when we crossed up, we went from about 16,000 to over 20,000 to 23,000 and $24,000. So these daily MACD crossovers had yielded some pretty big moves this year, in which you can see alongside this chart. Now, as for his target for a potential Bitcoin surge, Svensson says he's looking at Bitcoin's potential parabolic setup. And according to the analyst, Bitcoin is following the parabolic curve cheat sheet to the T. Quoting him again, we are now finalizing base here. We have had a base one, we have had base two, and now we're in base three. And base three is nearing completion here, right on the edge of the parabolic curve. We do have to bounce here in order to maintain a parabolic curve. What this diagram is suggesting is that the next move would actually land us upwards of $48,000 as outlined right here in this chart. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Kevin Svensson that we can likely see a $48,000 Bitcoin price action here in the near future. And if you disagree, also let me know as I'm going to read everyone's comments out loud. And to watch this video he did entitled Bitcoin Flashing a Bullish Signal, check the show notes below the video in the description. So there you have it. Now let's dive into our featured story of the day. And that's Rich Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, talking about everything is going to crash, which is going to propel the King Crypto to $500,000 per coin, not in the next 10 years, but within the next 2 years. He says by the year 2025, keeping in mind right now we're in 2023, 11 months from now is the halving. We all been anticipating a 2024. And then it's the year preceding the halving. We typically hit the cycle peak. That's when he is saying we hit $500,000 per Bitcoin, and along with $5,000 for an ounce of gold. So let's break this down. Robert Kiyosaki shared his latest predictions on Bitcoin, gold, and silver. And in his 97 book, co-authored by Sharon Letcher, everyone here, I'm going to assume, has read Rich Dad Poor Dad. Absolutely one of my favorite reads. Quoting him here from a tweet, giant crash coming, depression possible, Fed forced to print billions of dollars in fake money by 2025, gold at $5,000, referring to an ounce, and silver at $500 and Bitcoin at $500,000 per coin. Then he goes on. Why? Because faith in US dollar, fake money, will be destroyed. I love how he just so boldly calls it fake money, because we all know the US dollar is nothing more than a major Ponzi scheme, which is backed by nothing more than war, violence, and guns. Now, gold and silver are God's money, he says. Bitcoin is people's money. Take care. Very powerful quote. And back in January, he said we're in a global recession, warning of soaring bankruptcies. And lo and behold, how many major banks did we witness collapse? So he was spot on. The renowned author predicted that gold would soar to $3,800 while silver would rise to $75. That's this year in 2023. And he also said last December that gold, silver, and Bitcoin owners will get richer when the Federal Reserve pivots and prints trillions of dollars. And lo and behold, we all know the money printer continued to go. Also, Kiyosaki is not the only one who is bullish about the price of Bitcoin. Crypto-focused investment firm Pantera Capital recently said we're in the next bull market cycle. Also, investment management firm ARK Invest expects Bitcoin to become a multi-trillion dollar market, predicting Bitcoin can reach $1.48 million per coin, as per Kathy Wood of ARK Invest. And if you haven't watched that episode I just did yesterday, make sure to check it out as I cover this prediction in great length. Now, Kiyosaki also warned that everything will crash, but advise investors not to panic. He added that he plans to buy more gold, silver, and Bitcoin. And the famous author previously said that he is a Bitcoin investor, not a trader. So he gets excited when Bitcoin hits a new bottom. So there you have it. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And do you agree or disagree with Robert Kiyosaki's $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction by 2025? Let me know in the comments below. And what are your thoughts surrounding Kathy Wood's $1.48 million Bitcoin price prediction by 2030? Also, let me know in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.